for
Monday. I got back yesterday around 4 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. And
you know, thank you very much. Sorry, I'm late. I'm not the only one. Still need a couple more people, though, right?
Yeah. So everyone was getting too lopsided here. I was afraid the building was going to tip that way.
All right, you're good to go.
All right, I'd like to call the October 2nd meeting, the special meeting of Ways and Means to order. Do you want to start with anything? Or no?
We're okay. Here to help you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. So, I don't know if Chip Bartels or Fresh City Field, if you have anything you want to start off with? Or?
Nope. Okay. I'm ready to review what we need to review here.
All right. So, sort of scrambling last minute here because I was trying to get the average of the last from 2019-2020 and 2021's average for some of these expenses and comparing that to the 23 budget. And I've seen sort of a reoccurring theme here. I'm hoping you can just comment. So, like the 4215, well, I guess it'd be the 15 accounts, the building maintenance, repair, garbage recycling. Is there a standard increase that you put in there across all departments?
In terms of that account, normally is in buildings and grounds. Within each building.
Yeah, but there's various increases. It doesn't seem to be a standard.
There is
nope.
Yeah.
I left my phone in the car.
It's significantly higher than previous years.
That's what, 4215, did you say?
Well, that's just the one, and then as you go through, the 4215 is the sub-account, yes.
You want to jump to another one, I'm just going to run.
County attorneys, 4430, professional legal services. The average of those 3 years is only 50,000. We're up to, for the 23 budget, 329,000.
I know one, it's for environmental work when it comes to legal services, and a lot of it's outside counsel to assist the county attorney. Could be for bankruptcies. Like I said, environmental services is probably the big hot item right now.
Professional services, other fees, and the personnel. That's also average was 25.3, under 27.
Yeah, we added money in for a professional salary study.
I don't know how
to. I believe there's 100,000 in there.
Five oh five for elections, professional service, other fees. We're going from 28,005 to 28,004 to 82,004.
He's going to dig up the detail on that. I have a feeling it has to do with them mailing out ballots, like mailing out forms now, but I don't know the exact. It's a Board of Elections increase.
Would that be under advertising, or that's under the other services?
Yeah, I don't know. You're in other fees for professional, right?
Yeah. The one I was just bringing up was 4505.
John, what page are you on?
I'm sorry. I don't have pages numbers here. I'm under elections.
Is this document?
The one with the count, the thick one, yeah.
The big one, yeah.
Are these numbered? No.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So 4505?
I'm going to bring it up here.
It's the machine deliveries for voting, and there's a primary, a general, and two rounds of early voting. for kind of cost per machine.
You know what they were thinking about at the time, though, was that there would be a special election in potentially for next year.
Yeah. That's
so I think they were planning for that, which seems to be right.
Does not seem to be
the case. No, because we're having the general. It's a general election for
54%
unexpired term.
Probably,
so I don't think it's going to be special, but I defer to the commission to answer on that one.
Yeah, I think it's here.
The note is
in
there.
Elections.
Total. Okay.
All right. Can we do to follow up with the commissioner's board of elections for the 4505 since there's not going to be a special election? Lease the rental equipment.
In building grounds?
The same board of elections, 4573, lease the rental equipment. The average was 11.9, we're up to 19.8. I mean, not huge numbers, but just curious.
Special and general elections.
Okay. So same thing for 4573.
Yeah.
This is probably the answer you just gave me, but 4650, the miscellaneous contractual printing service. So you mentioned that.
That's probably, yeah, I think that you're going to have a special election incorporated into all of them. So that's a whole other countywide election that'll increase the cost.
But I think the cost was also going up because they have to mail out blank ballots now under the state,
under the new state law.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I just get back to that? It also includes, it's not just garbage, shall we say, it's recycling in terms of paper. And in 22's adopted budget, we have 130,000. 23 is actually down to 127.
Yeah, I understand that.
You're looking at the actuals?
I'm looking
at,
well, I don't have year-to-date for 2022, so I don't really know what we spent to date, but I'm just looking at the average of the actuals for 19, 20, and 21, and taking the average of those numbers. That's where I brought it up.
It's roughly 95,000 for those other years. Let me just pull where we are to date.
Yeah, it was 4215 on.
It's almost 80,000.
Right? 80.
I'm looking at overall in terms of every 4215 account in the budget. There's 127,000 budgeted amongst many departments, and right now they've spent 80,000.
And what was the total? Budgeting now?
130 this year, and in 23 it's 127.
When is the year date as of? Do you know?
Just thinking, let's see, we're in November, probably September. It depends on what service we use. In terms of the billings they get, the invoices paid.
No, they're probably in first.
I'm not sure if this is where I left off, but I think it is 4330 professional services architectural. Average was 9,000. It's at 165. Billings and graphs.
Division or throughout?
I'm right now just looking at the one. I don't think I flagged him in other locations. I don't think that was the highest number of variance.
It's in admin. It's in the admin division.
Okay. Yeah. space study.
Space, additional funding for space.
Additional
study
funding for a space study.
Okay.
42.
That's what we budgeted the whole 165 for space study needs.
Can we, I mean, does anyone know what that contract came back as?
He's looking it up.
Okay. But that is what my budget is anyway. What's that?
Right, but since we now
no,
have
no,
the
I get
number
you
attached
yeah
to it,
I got
I'd
you
be curious
yeah
what the intersection is. It's, no, it doesn't say space.
Okay. So it's 42.40, building maintenance and repair other fuels. Average was 25.6. It's at 60 for 23.
Increase based on fuel prices.
It's a pretty hefty increase.
Yeah.
So there's no, again, there's no exact formula used across the board of 10%, 20%, whatever.
No, it's based on probably building usage as well, because not all buildings have that account either.
So now each DPW has that line, right? Buildings and grounds anyway.
I'm running it.
Yes, because it looks like it's this in there, and then we go down here, and not each, but at least
well,
a
they
couple
don't all have it.
No, a couple
no
do.
It depends on if they need the courthouse to have it. Right, if they need the, depends how it's heated.
So what would be, what would determine why we would have a line for one building and not another?
I believe this is oil.
Oh, it's just oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what heats the courtroom? The courthouse?
Hot air? No, I'm just kidding.
It could be natural gas, too. Yeah, it
could be gas.
Okay.
Sorry. I didn't mean to offend any attorneys.
So in 22, we budgeted... I forgot, 23. But
22, you budgeted 35,000. And you're at 60 for 23. 71% increase from year to year, but if you do the average, it was only 25,000.
And we've already spent $76,000.
So what's the difference between that one and 4230 then?
Or 4200.
Because that's heating fuel.
Oh, that's repair, gas and electric, never mind. Yeah, sorry. Information services.
I
with other fuels and heating fuels, you know the difference on the August back foot.
Fair Street, building for period heating and air conditioning maintenance went from 34.9 to 75 as the average. Fair Street.
That's maintenance of the heating and air conditioning, right?
What you're saying is $25,000.
We've already spent $50,500. I think it's also used, like, not just on the probably repairs, too. They pay a certain hourly rate for repairs, like I said.
So we've already exceeded adopted 22.
Correct. $50,500 right now. Mm-hmm. And that's probably through September.
Now, we have any issues, or is it just their increase?
I mean, they're older.
We've certainly had some issues in this building this year.
Well, there's clearly an issue with the heating and air conditioning on this floor.
A couple weeks ago, I was in planning, it was 85 degrees down there.
So we should maybe bump that up another 50.
No, we should be replacing old stuff that doesn't work anymore. Increase the capital line rather than the repair maintenance lines. 4295.
Same thing.
So real quick, with the space study, will that evaluate that kind of thing? Life expectancy of our HVAC and things like that?
No, but we have an entire capital program about centered around the HVAC systems throughout the county.
Yeah.
So the space study is more to focus on actually
the physical. All right.
There's no notes on that line, John. We'll get back to you. Okay.
4,200. Ignore me. Forget that one. It's not that much of an increase. Actually, 4,200 for Danny Circle, UCAT, going from 38,000 to 90. I know it's really the year to date.
So would that have anything to do with new bus chargers?
The 4,200 also includes gas, electric, elevator maintenance. Those are the biggest expenses there. Gas and electric, we budgeted $80,000 this year. We're roughly 41 now. And the bills are probably through August.
What'd you say your date was? I'm sorry, 41.
40,800, almost 41,000. Well, she had it.
Okay.
6 months ago. That's the biggest expense, and it was 4,200 on that. You say law enforcement next?
Law enforcement.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 4,225 again.
Yeah.
And going from 100,000 to 185.
Yeah, that's their heating right now. They're at almost 67,000. And I'm guessing that bill is probably only through July or the way Central Hudson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows?
Well, this is repair maintenance. This isn't fuel. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the HVAC. This is repairs. And 21, they spent $166,000 over there.
But where are you year to date?
65.
65.
I think it's an as needed over there.
So realistically, we'll probably be closer to 100.
Yeah.
Which is what we budget anyway. So why the large?
I'm thinking they were also looking at the 21 actual of 166.
But why didn't we look at that last year?
Hmm?
If we had these expenses in 2021, we would have budgeted.
22's budgeted. They don't look at the actuals aren't done until February of the following year.
So did we have an event there that caused the major repair at the end of the year, maybe between October and January, that caused that to spike? Does anyone know that off the top of their head? I would not be surprised, let's put it that way.
But they have an encumbrance out there too. There's only 40,000 left in this account. They just did a budget amendment for 75,000 in this account for boiler maintenance.
John, what item are you up to?
I was just talking about 4225 under Law Enforcement Center. They don't have page numbers. 4225 is
about that far in.
The other fuel, so again, this is another building that has multiple fuel sources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get a description on each one of those fuel accounts, right?
$4,295 again. It's another huge increase here. Average was $48,500, and we're at $120,000.
In law enforcement.
Yeah. Where are you year to date?
69. So why would, just off as a kind of a general question, right? Why would we increase these numbers like this without, you know, knowing why we were doing it? Or I'm not saying you don't know why, but did someone request it for a specific reason or said, look?
And that's what, you know, it's one of those things that's not documented here.
Yeah.
But we definitely can get answers to those.
Yeah.
It wasn't just an increase just because.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
I know.
Out.
No, but I'll get you.
Which one did I leap off with you? I'm sorry.
You're in law enforcement.
Okay, so you're going to look into that one.
Yes.
Okay. Central Garage, 4005.
Auto parts. Right now, almost $109,000 is spent on auto parts. Vehicles all the time, and the cost of auto parts is up.
So 109 year to date, and the average has been on about 120.
Spent 137 in 2021 on that line.
Yep. Same as the department? Yep. This is a
tires and batteries. Cost
Double?
Budgeted 50.
100 a day?
It's 30 right now, but they spent 50 in 21. All depends on when they do their orders for these things, too.
I'm assuming by 50 you mean you're rounding up?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 49 and change.
48, 922.
Yeah.
John, I'm sorry.
So, can I just make a comment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is illustrating one thing that would be helpful, and I know, Bert, mm-hmm. I asked for that report when the budget comes mm-hmm. out, but it would actually be helpful if we had a moment in time snapshot when the budget is delivered, if we had a year-to-date line in that budget as of whatever. I realize it's a date and time, but it would give all of us an earmark that on this date, whatever date it was, we're this far through the spending in this line, so that we wouldn't necessarily be asking you on 700 individual lines.
No,
I get that things could change, but I think that it would, speaking as one legislator who regularly asks for another giant binder that I'm trying to cross-reference for the next budget, I'm just putting in the request right now that we get a year-to-date line.
My only concern is, I mean, your big lines like gas and electric, for instance, if I gave you as of when I run the budget, say September 1st,
mm-hmm.
you're talking 2 or 3 months beforehand of bills.
That's fine. I think that we're all...
That's the concern I have, where you could just run a straight line method of, well, here's 8 months worth of expenses, when it truly is only six.
That's fine, and I get
that's
that.
That's my concern. That's all.
But I think it's a worthy concern, but I think that we could pretty quickly become sophisticated enough to learn that about certain
mm-hmm.
lines. And it's just, as a legislator who's been doing this a long time, like I actually benefit from more information rather than less, and I also think it makes your life easier than handling so many variety of questions. So
there's a New World report that actually gives you a percentage of what the budget is.
Yeah, and that's great.
It would be a percentage of budget.
Which, you know, I could show not only Amber to run it, too. They can run it any time, and it'll give you a percentage of the line that's been used. So.
But I find real value in seeing things next to one another,
mm-hmm.
especially when we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of pages, because mm-hmm. I have, you know, like I said, I have the report that you gave me, which is super helpful, but it requires that I take this binder and another binder the same size, and I'm cross-referencing. It's just challenging, and while it's imperfect and it's going to vary from line to line, it does give us one more marker where we might say, oh, wow, so this is the thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we're already over where we expected.
Yep.
So that deletes
Understood.
50% of the questions,
yep.
potentially.
And the one thing, though, when these reports are generated, too, which doesn't show, if there's a purchase order out there.
Yeah.
Because there's no actual expense.
No, there's so much that you hold.
No, I get it. No, it's just one of those. But I hear you. Absolutely.
Again, just
yeah, but having asterisks at the end of some of those, where, like, I'll use salt, for example.
Yeah.
If you showed it to us in September, obviously salt expense is going to be pretty low because we haven't gotten to that point yet. But you can, an asterisk there saying salt expense coming November, December, whenever.
But again, on the report, what you don't see is there's an encumbrance probably for the whole salt. Because we've cut one and then at a lower price, and as we need it delivered, they'll invoice.
I guess that's sort of what Chair Bartels that explanation be sort of put in there for us.
To that point, though, it becomes a report full of asterisks.
Correct.
This is a $372 million plus budget. Like, there's going to be qualifiers throughout the thing because there's some commonality amongst some of the lines, but it's just we do want to qualify that. There's a lot of explanation that goes into the individual lines, so it's not going to be.
It won't
it's
be
informative,
perfect.
But it
no.
won't be perfect.
Understood. Yeah. Two 2220 computer equipment software. IS.
Are we still in Central Auto?
No.
No. IS now.
Okay. Can we go back to Central Auto real quick? Maybe you guys can answer this for me. So we moved from the leased space at Spring Lake over to Quarry Street, what was that, 2 years ago now?
So,
about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And so have we recognized a savings from doing that? Because it looks to me like it went up about 30%. And the reason we were moving was to save money.
On the lease, but on the lease space?
Well, yeah.
On the lease, but everything else related to automobiles has gone up significantly.
Yeah.
They're fixing more cars, too.
because you can't get cars, so we're spending more on parts and maintenance. So you're not gonna. That's where you're gonna see a lot of the increases. But we certainly saved on lease costs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like the guys should high ass, right?
Yeah, 22, 20.
Software?
Yes.
Laundry list. The biggest increase here is additional Office 365 licenses. Roughly 40, it's $43,650 additionally was put in.
What line is that again, John? Sorry.
2220.
2220.
So I have it, the average going from 64.5 to 169. So that doesn't, still doesn't fill the gap. 43,000.
Can I also just ask for, is that for an additional number of licenses?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
More people are.
Yeah. They have a, I have to find out what the, of course this is in IS terms, there's a DLAN system, which is software, and I'll find out what it's $22,280.
What department?
Yeah, Department
of
Emergency Services.
DLAN is, it's a DISH's program. Yeah. It allows us to make direct requests for equipment and different services during emergencies. It's disaster land, so this gives us the ability to do it directly from the county level instead of having to bring in somebody from the state to do it through their system. So
wouldn't that be part of emergency management? Or
no. All software requests go to IS and are included in their budget from all the different departments. So that's why you see in the budget, in the detail, you'll see the
Department list. Yeah,
dozens.
But if the software that only affects one department, why wouldn't it go to be coded to that department?
Years ago, the decision was made in order to have a better control over what the individual departments were requesting in terms of software, to have it included. It's part of the budget process. We send out a form and they make the request. IS reviews it to see if it's going to be compatible with our system. So it just gives their, it gives central control over that part. So it was included in their budget.
I understand the control part and it makes perfect sense. However, the operating, then it gives a false operating cost for a department, because you don't get to see what that department truly costs to operate.
How long have we been doing it?
Years.
Long time.
And there's another $40,000 that same line for emergency services to HAPCO. I don't know, Chris, if you know what that one is. In telecom. Card system.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
No, but it's another emergency services software.
What was the other cost of the other one you just mentioned?
DLAN?
Yeah.
$22,280. And today, today we have to make a request to the state to do a request. Is that how that works?
Yeah, so and during this, an emergency, right, we usually have somebody stationed right there. So this gives us the ability to do direct requests and have our own station.
Okay.
So it's more efficient during the emergencies, and we don't have to request like people as assets in order to come down and do it for us.
Mm-hmm.
So removes the barrier.
So John, can I ask on this?
Yeah.
All right, so for 4660, I also see another dramatic increase there for miscellaneous contractual expense. Other, is there a specific contract that's driving that up, or
it is intrusion detection? So
okay,
it's kind of two pieces. One's the security and engineering services of that $71,000,
mm-hmm,
and then there's an intrusion detection system for $33,000. That makes up that $100,000.
What are you year to date on that one?
SEDARA. SEDARA.
What are you on the year to date on that one? 4660.
$33,000.
So then the two
new. They have new increases for next year. From the 43,877 to the 104,820.
And what were the two expenses that you mentioned?
It's the same system. It's called SEDARA, SEDARA. It's more intrusion protection.
But what was the cost now? I'm sorry, dude.
Combined, it's that 104,820. There's two pieces to it. One's the intrusion detection and monitoring service, and the other is a security engineering service.
So that's the two exact number equals that 104,820.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask about 4635?
Same department, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Periodicals, yeah, that's on that list.
It's another laundry.
It's like,
I mean,
double what the actual was.
Yeah. We were looking at this the other
day. Periodical.
Yeah, I mean, these are all subscriptions throughout.
Twice as much as.
And there's two pages of descriptions on these things, so I know there's new information.
What's the amount to date?
$772,000.
And then because in 2021 it was 651 was the actual, so what makes it go up?
Additional maintenance contracts, software. Part of this, I'm just going through, I know some of the new ones in here for 23, my tax system. We budgeted $50,000 maintenance for that.
Why is it under periodicals instead of software? Like that
it's
seems
not.
Like it
we're not purchasing software. This is an annual maintenance of this, like a subscription that we have to pay.
Periodical maintenance.
Yes.
Well, could we describe it different? I mean, periodicals are like.
I think of Reader's Digest.
You have maintenance software on 4700.
Yeah.
So how is that different than maintenance?
These are
software?
Subscriptions.
What's the subscription maintenance software on the other one?
I mean, the maintenance software is $1 million also.
Mm-hmm. Between the two. I mean, like I said, I can print you out what's in this line. There's a 2 pages worth of subscriptions they pay. Yeah, I can print this out.
And you're saying that maintenance software?
This one is subscriptions, like an annual subscription cost.
Mm-hmm.
This periodical one, and then the maintenance is a whole nother.
But I guess I wonder whether it's new software we've never had before.
No, some of these are regular.
Right.
Like my payroll system, TimeForce, people punch in. It's a paid subscription. That's in this line.
I understand. I guess what I want to understand is why it went up so considerably if it's an existing.
Contracts have yearly increases. And then there's new ones in here, too, which we can highlight, too.
So
I'll print out the list and come back.
The tax system is going to be hopefully procured this year, and then we'll have an annual subscription service to it.
Right.
So that's where the annual projection comes
in. So just looking at that and looking at the fact that it comes, it's for 2 years straight, it's coming more at 700,000, and like, are you just over budgeting because
they have a detailed by subscription? I'll print it out. I'll get it to you. And I'll highlight the new ones compared to prior year. And same thing with the maintenance. There's a laundry list of things they do for maintenance there, too. A lot of those are printers.
The 4505, same one. What are you here to do?
Can you say that again, John?
4505 under IS.
92,000.
92,000. So why... If the average was 207.5, why are we going to 518.367?
There's 75,000 for a web hosting, website hosting and support in this line.
Is that something new that we didn't do before?
We're going to go out for improve our website.
This is the Granica stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, what did you say, Chris?
So this is where, I think it's Granica, hopefully I'm not jumping the gun there, but we're going to do a complete redesign of the county's website. So we did an RFP this year.
I feel like I've heard that before.
Well, we shelved it during the pandemic when we put a hold on some of those larger projects. So we just went through the RFP committee in the last 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be moving forward. And I'm saying Granica just because I know they were one of the finalists and one of the submitters, so.
What's the year to date on that line?
It's 91,000.
91,000 year to date?
Yep.
No.
So.
Yeah. Coincident. Yeah.
So if you straight line it, it should be at 122.5 for the year. Again,
they don't have bills.
What?
They haven't been billed or haven't paid their bills. Could be an annual bill.
Okay, so let's even go with your.
I'll provide the backup to this line. Again,
yeah.
It's detailed.
Because the average again is 207, and if we're only at 92 now, even if you're doubling, it's quite a stretch to get to 518.
Can we maybe see it against the backup for last year?
Yeah.
The same line?
Yeah, I'll give you backup for both.
Thank you.
IS provides backup to every line right now.
So you guys also have access to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Print a transaction report.
So it's like you just print the transaction report and all the questions that you're asking, like for us to print these things out, like there is access.
We don't know the request, though.
Hmm?
We don't know the request, though. Like the increase.
You heard that?
But you still print, the transactions still are there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we won't know what they're asking for in 2023, though.
Yeah. You can see the transactions line by printing a transaction.
How am I supposed to know what IS asked for at the budget meeting?
You'll know what makes up that 518,000.
I can know the historical.
No, you'll know what's budgeted for 23 at 518,367. There's a list of transactions.
So that $75,000 software that you just mentioned, that would be...
It's in that line, yes.
But I mean, we need executive support for explaining the executive budget.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying, like, we're answering down to the individual software item when there is, like, you're asking if there's a list. There are full lists of transactions associated with the rolled-up number.
Mm-hmm.
You already have access to that. That's all we're saying. And then you can ask us about the individual pieces. Right now, we're scrambling to look through each transaction. So it's just taking us longer when you guys could run the reports prior to a meeting. And then we can answer them there.
I don't want to speak for everybody else. I don't know if I'm literally looking for the software, but more of a higher level understanding as to why this would be an increase and what has happened and how much was spent to date, so that we know it's higher because we never did it, or it's higher because there's something else going on.
And what I hear you, but what I'm saying is there's probably sometimes dozens of transactions that make up that change. It's not just easy for us to say it's one thing or another. Sometimes it's a dozen. That's all.
But that the dozens aren't going to be meaningful to us
and we are,
without the explanation.
But we're we're currently discussing individual software items. We're not
only because
just
we're discussing
point.
Individual only because Bert brought it up as a significant portion of this.
No, Chairman Guevara has actually asked specifically about individual
pieces
of
software. What makes up
software.
This total number? What do we?
Again,
how do you come up with this?
That's what we're saying. Like, we're happy to answer the questions, but in order for us to do that in a timely manner, like, there's 24 transactions that make up the answer.
In the case of the periodicals, there's actually 67.
We'll have to look at the...
Which I'd have to compare last year to this year to find the new item.
Alicia?
I just wanted to ask about the individual detail for the budgeted amounts. Are you saying that we can pull a report that provides more detail about the total budgeted item?
If the departments have left transactions, in this case, IS has.
Okay.
So there's a box that you check that prints the transactions out.
So we could pull a report that would give a breakdown of that 518-2023 budget amount. Is that a budget?
It's an annual budget worksheet report.
That we can access now?
Mm-hmm.
This is what it looks like.
Right. I don't think we have access to the worksheets for any departments but our own.
No, we don't.
And they might have the same issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can check into that.
We can't access any budget worksheets but comptroller's office.
Okay. Through the chair to Natalie. Do we have access to budget worksheets?
We're checking.
You should. I think using the other sign on.
I just got into that.
But just to that point, I mean, and again, not to speak for Chair Gavaris, I think the question was there something big that was explaining this as opposed to the answer being like, you know what, this was 60 different small things. Mm-hmm. And I think that those are the kinds of things we want to try to understand. Mm-hmm. Is this a change in our process that we should expect in 2023 that is yielding these higher costs, or is this just an overarching increase in all elements of periodicals that combine to create this? Because all we see is these dramatic, you know, several hundred thousand dollar increases, and we do not have the wavelength nor the desire to go into the system and look at that minutia. And so I could just say, if it's a big increase, you should expect we're going to wonder what was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to clarify that we have only and still only have access to the comptroller's office budget worksheet.
Yep.
I mean, the other thing that it doesn't tell us is what these things do. Like, if you put in there DLAN and whatever else you were saying,
mm-hmm.
I won't know what that is, and I don't know if anybody here other than the department head and possibly you guys would know
mm-hmm.
what that actually means in terms of, you know, how it affects the department, whether it's actually necessary.
We weren't sure that we had to bring every department head here today, in all fairness.
I understand, and my expectation was not to get answers. It was more about asking questions.
Okay, that's right.
I'm not expecting the answers to come today, and for those who are sitting through this, I apologize that this is so tedious, but that's sort of the point of today, to hopefully get answers at the next meeting.
So got it.
So I'm not looking necessarily for answers today.
I mean, I think if there's like an overriding narrative that all software periodicals went up across the board and or we increase it by this amount.
It's not.
Right,
it's not though. Like,
there's
that's
new
the
ones
thing.
In there too.
Like,
that's
what I'm saying. We have new ones and then like,
and then,
you know,
some have increased though. That's the thing, is like some go up year to year, and then there's new programs and initiatives that are also included within the same line. So it's a little of both, and then there's different narratives for gas and fuel or other things.
Right.
Like, it's not, I wish it was that easy. So
again, I apologize for that. I forgot where we were left off now.
I
moved on from there. Now I'm on emergency communications. 4505.
$200,000
What are we year to date?
This is a new grant, so it's budgeted for 23.
4505?
Yeah.
You've got 55 for 20.
Yeah, it's 200,000. The grant's 200,000 for 23.
So how are we going from 55 if it's only 200 to 285?
There's a medical readiness contract in here too for $55,000.
Medical reserve?
Yes.
That's new.
And the $200,000 grant.
Hazard mitigation?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be 10% match from the county side. It's a New York State grant.
And the revenues budget as well.
Okay. 40-40, same thing. Sorry, I skipped over that. It's a supplies line, supply program. It says.
Program supplies? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah.
10,000 for uniforms for their staff.
Is that contractual?
Oh, that we have to provide them?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we have to. We'll find out for you now.
Okay. 4575?
Where's the number?
Did you do 4505?
Yes, we just did. We just did.
Yeah, they said it was a medical reserve fund. And
medical reserve all tower site leases. These are tower site leases in this,
so this
4575.
So there is the increase of.
There's a.
4575?
And what was the 4505, the increase to 280 by 418%?
There's a $200,000 grant for hazard mitigation.
Oh,
in
that's
there.
A grant, okay.
Yeah. There's 60,000 additional for future lease space for towers in here.
Has the site been identified yet or not?
Dennis? We're currently looking at four additional sites, and two of those may be leased, two of them, and four additional tower sites, and there may be additional lease sites as well.
Okay. 4580. Conference expense.
I think they're the same conference. There's no additional conference. I think he's sending an additional person to the conference.
In 19, it was 8,800, and then through 20, it dropped off, of course, and then it went.
Yeah, the average is 4,300.
Yeah.
God, I just dropped a pamphlet from Laura. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Spent 8,500 to date.
For sheriffs, 4345.
Sorry.
I'm actually more just concerned about the year to date. If you have that, that's
26.3.
Okay. this where that new...
That's what I was thinking. Simulator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be in this line of a laundry list of
okay.
training that he put in here.
Okay. 4575 lease rental real property. Is that that new...
Yeah.
Yeah.
4590?
Which one?
This, the 4575 line? It's not the new.
Okay.
No, it's not. No, that's in buildings and grounds. These are his substation leases that he has in the towns.
So then why the increase?
And there is a... What the heck is the space station? I'd have to ask the chef.
Do we have a space station now?
Cool. That's what they have space here. For us. I think they rent space, like storage space.
They do for the equipment
yes.
now, which
yeah.
is why
yeah.
he's building the
yeah.
wanting to build a facility on site.
Right.
He
they
does lease
space,
space
station,
for some of this stuff.
Space I didn't write the notes. Yeah. They did.
The space study will include the sheriff's department.
Yeah, but he's moving forward because he has a more immediate need.
No, I understand.
But
I'm just
yeah,
saying.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Every part of UCLAC.
Okay. 4590 travel expense
to date 5700.
Is there a reason for the
no,
just
wait
about
yeah they send it there kind of mileage cost okay.
4695 maintenance repair and maintenance equipment.
$57,000 to date. It's another line of laundry list. This includes.
But do you have an easy breakdown of what is increasing from what additional?
I wouldn't know looking
no.
at this list
okay.
without comparing it to the prior year.
Special programs 2360.
Additional canine,
non-marijuana doggy,
non-marijuana canine,
yeah.
And a drone.
The drone's more expensive than the dog,
correct? $14,000
for a drone. Oh, yeah, really?
What kind
of drone is that?
It's a Ukrainian.
The Mavic Air 2s are only $1,200.
Definitely not a Mavic.
It's a military one.
It has the gun.
Yeah.
They listed it what it was. They listed what it was.
Wow.
I could say that during, just as it's a little bit of a segue, but during the tornado, we did use the sheriff's drone as well as our own in terms of taking pictures and determining where there was either macro bursts, micro bursts, or tornadoes, so they are useful. And the sheriff's office does assist emergency services in that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What's the fire at Minnewaska?
Minnewaska, yes, significant.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much did you say?
Do have a note, but it's
14.
14,000.
Yes, Sheriff.
Yeah,
is it solar powered? I'm just kidding.
That's good.
It should be. Think yeah, about it.
Probably.
4030. No, same department.
Same division.
Yeah.
Canine food. For $18,500.
Wow.
And avert uniform for
$15,000. These dogs eat good.
I wonder what they eat.
Oh, they eat dog food.
4440. Same.
Guarantee that's the vet I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is an annual
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a canine medical.
County Building Security, Civil Division, overtime pay.
Security? for county building security?
Yep. 14-10.
I see. County building security?
Yeah.
That's the
to date, you have $150,000.
What? In overtime?
Yes.
For a budget of 10,000.
I think we're looking at different lines.
Yeah, you said you were in county building security.
1817.
That's
civil.
That's
civil. Oh, it says here 1815, then I
think that's a tough report to do. Sorry. I have the same issue. No. to date, well, the 10,000 is almost 30,000 right now.
I was just going to say, is he's obviously, he's getting a lot of, has a lot of new people
coming
in.
I will say some of the overtime in the civil division was also caused by the state law when it came to gun permits.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of Saturdays.
He's gun permits Saturdays and Sundays before the deadline was to.
Right. And he's still working Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know in terms of that deadline, people were putting them in.
Yeah.
On the deadline. So that's why that's up.
Can I just ask on the, just to back up for a second, on the county, I'm assuming someone's looked at additional, the weighing additional hires against,
in terms of staffing?
Yeah, for the county security detail. It's $150,000.
Yeah, you're going to pay for benefits, too.
Yeah.
And having the buildings open later, it's overtime for some.
Right, but I'm saying, has anyone run the possibility of what it's going to get an additional person against?
Good.
Overtime? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, I think that would be worthy to look at. It's not something that necessarily needs to change in this, in the budget. I mean, it could change as a result of the investigation into it coming here, but I think it would just be due diligence.
I mean, even like the part-timers, though, Tracy, that he has, once they're over 40 hours, it's over.
That's what I'm saying. What about an additional part-timer?
Well,
we know we're regularly running to such extreme overtime. I mean, to hear, I'd love to see a breakdown of you know, the overtime at the county building. The county building is really runs fairly finite hours except for the legislature's demands on it. So
is that just this building?
Yes.
No. This is all county buildings.
Oh,
this is all county DSS security.
And
Okay.
I know the division. It says county buildings. It's all buildings.
There's no way.
Not just here. It's all buildings. The sheriff provides security for.
So real quick, this DSS. And this is kind of like Chris thing. But do they provide security at DSS as long as there's people there? Do you know? As long as there's employees working in that complex.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Yeah. Because I think they should. That's my point. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
All right. Back onto the civil division to 2220. So this again, this is a flag, but it contradicts what you said before. So
he's the one department that wants to. He wants to show his full cost as an elected official.
I appreciate.
Not the one.
Actually, I don't know. He did. That's what it was in terms of as an elected official.
Gotcha. Hmm. 46-45 postage.
And I'll just say this isn't. Just looking at what is there, some of it is an internal, like pistol permit software. Yes, it should have been through IS, but he wants to show the cost of this. So I don't think it's this sheriff. It was done years ago.
So where is the cost for the new that system that he has that
the simulator?
No. The lock system thing that was like patching together.
Yeah.
That's going to be in the jail.
That's the jail.
Gotcha.
Okay. 46-45 miscellaneous contractual. Yep, same thing.
46.
It's that postage.
That's dramatic.
Yeah, it's going to be for fiscal permits. Yeah. And any, I guess, mailing from the civil division to further certified mail.
Probation 2140 vehicles. Our vehicles have vehicles.
Three vehicles.
40.
Well, and just we can use the probation has a reserve that we can use if they expend it from here. They have a reserve that they get for fees, which they can use to buy these vehicles. That's why they're not as, in terms of the fleet capital project that we do.
40, 35 supplies.
Police supplies. Yeah, this is, I mean, I know there was an increase in cost for ammunition.
That's been happening for 2-3 years now, because I've experienced the same in probation.
That's
what we're probation.
This is probation.
Oh, sorry, I was still on sheriff land.
Yeah.
It's ammunition.
Yeah.
We have, I mean, we can run the transaction report and show you all the different.
Okay. All right, now you got to bear with me, because that's where I had left off. I'll quickly scan through my brothers here.
Do we provide firearms for those folks as well? Okay.
Yeah. Not all probation officers are.
No, no, I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Raise the age.
Bringing to light is a new program, 50,000.
$2,360 in the jail. Shoe phone?
They walk in telephone booth, disappear.
Again, just the, you know, the fuel, auto fuel here, you know, I guess it just would be nice to have some kind of logical explanation as to how we're coming up with this increase. And, I mean, I know fuel costs are going to go up, I'm not disputing that, but it's just odd that, you know, some are more than others.
They were figuring $5,500 a month.
And this is for transporting inmates to the courts and stuff?
Yeah. And to date, they have 46,000.
So they're over budget.
Correct.
So I think I know the answers, but 4420, is this COVID testing and stuff?
No, yep. that's their medical contract.
With the inmates.
Yes. As well, they do have COVID testing here, but that's peanuts compared. compared to their professional nursing contract. That's a 3% increase.
4590 travel rate.
Right. To date, $17,650.
Again, periodical expense, but you're, I guess that's one of those things we have to just look at the details on.
Let me just see if he's got himself.
What division are you in?
We're in jail.
Still in the jail.
And what's 40, the
4635.
See, this is, and you're looking at periodicals in the jail?
Yeah.
The biggest thing is LexisNexis for the library, for the inmates.
Still using LexisNexis. That's a pretty old system, man.
They've updated it over time.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
The other one, but
yeah.
18,400.
How many new vehicles are we getting for the jail telephone commissions?
Yeah, we're using the commission money for it. Let me see how many.
What is that?
A jail telephone commission?
Yes.
Revenue from inmates using the telephone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So what kind of vehicle would it?
Transport vans.
So instead of putting in capital, they use the commission.
Yeah, they
in
use
to buy the vehicle.
Yeah, we get a revenue for it. So.
What does it have to do with telephones? I don't follow.
They, so you pay if you're an inmate.
It's a benefit, to the inmates to bring them to court.
So the commissions, though, is what the inmates pay to use the telephone, John.
Yeah,
so an inmate pays $4 or $5 a minute to use the phone, and then the jail reaps the benefit of that. That's what that is, correct? Something like that. I don't know what the fee is, but it's something ridiculous like that.
I don't know what the fee is, but there's 200 and 325,000 budgeted for permission.
Yeah.
I don't understand that then. So then why would the expense for fuel come out of the jail, but the vehicles that the fuel goes into comes out of the telephone commissions?
Yeah, that 1856 is a little confusing, that division overall to me too.
I think we're associating the expense with the revenue.
Yeah, well, it is, right, and they have to buy things.
You're saying why wouldn't we also associate a
fuel
cost with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
I mean, the commissions by law, those are one of those that have to stay within the jail for the purpose of...
And benefit an inmate, so...
Yeah.
I just understand the vehicle. That doesn't if this is about telephones...
It's not about telephones, it's about...
That's where the revenue's generated.
So,
where the revenue's generated.
So, in other words, they're offsetting expenses at the jail through this commissions that they're making, and so this is the amount of revenue they can offset through commissions, their expenses, right?
But this is an expense line. This isn't a revenue line.
No,
right, but the revenue is coming from the jail, the telephone commission.
In that division, there's $325,000 in revenue. There's $325,000 of jail expenses.
Right. So it's like you have a gift certificate almost, right? You say, I've got a $500,000 bill. Here's $325,000. We'll get the other 175 somewhere else. But that's a lot of money for that little jail for the inmates to pay, in my opinion. That's a lot of money.
I think that's for the discussion with the sheriff in terms of that operation.
4035 is the same thing.
In the commission one?
Yep.
Tasers, handcuffs, shackles.
So can I ask a general question about this 1856 overall? Are these percentages of overall expenses for those lines elsewhere as well?
These are addition to.
In addition to. Right. So if you put it all in one bucket, you were taking it from, say, the sheriff's budget and general fund here, and then these would be on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, this is the jail, so yeah, it would be on top of the...
Whatever this... So we have an equivalent line in the jail somewhere. Would that be fair?
These are in addition to. This is new equipment, like new vehicles, equipment that they're buying using the commission revenue.
So he's moving it then from the jail to this. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a division within the jail. It is in the jail.
So roll up to the total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two things. I just want to be mindful of the time because we need to start on time. But I'm glad I walked right back in at that moment. Can I ask for, I think it's is it contained in the detail report you gave me, all the breakdown of this division?
Yes.
Because I do want to talk about
I will say in this division, they've left, they're pretty good about every line has transactions, so we can print every line out here.
So, yeah, that's what I would love to see, and again, I'll talk to the sheriff about it, kind of following on Legislator Cahill's questions. You know, what are the vehicles that we're purchasing? I mean, conceptually, the idea of telephone, I've long raised concerns about using telephone commissions for these kinds of expenses. They're supposed to be for the benefit of those who are incarcerated. It's kind of a stretch to say that the vehicles are a benefit. But I do want to talk to the sheriff about it, but it hits home when I see a whole division with all kinds of expenses.
It's
crazy. I've long been on the record on this, so I want to see what the detail is before I raise my voice once again. And as another thing, I just want to say that I'm seeing through here different vehicle purchases. Mm-hmm. I would be very interested, and this, I don't think it's so much for you, Bert, but for the executive side of the house. I'd love to see a detailed report of what vehicles we're planning to purchase and how many are electric or hybrid electric or conventional, because if we're really going to be moving aggressively toward meeting our goal, I would hope and expect to see a lot of fully electric vehicles on that list.
Yeah, we worked with him last year during the capital process in order to make.
But I mean, beyond
happen.
Just this,
yeah.
The ones that are peppered in here,
agreed. Throughout, so
okay.
If I could just get a.
And the ones that are in the operating have revenue behind them.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
which
why they're
great,
in operating.
But
so,
that's
yeah.
Enough. They should be electric.
I just want to say the sheriff is coming to law enforcement tomorrow to talk about his budget.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone wants to come, we can ask those questions. Or if you want to email me, I can make sure that we ask those questions.
That's great.
And,
thank you.
Somebody can't get answers. We don't have to get the detail out of the system like he's saying. So, all right. Unless anybody objects, I think we'll just stop at 1908, which is drug investigations. We'll stop there for tonight because we do want to start on time at 5:00. Anybody wants to bring up anything for tonight? I don't have anything up until 1908, so unless somebody else does,
I think
it's
so.
Are
you asking if we have questions before that?
Before that, after that, we'll try to schedule something to continue this. But if we can stop at 1908,
just for process, that we give you a list of items together. That could get to them in advance of that meeting?
Yeah, I think what was just from Natalie was that, you know, we'll run the report that they're saying with the detail, and that a lot of my questions will probably get answered by that report. So we can do that individually, but then we'll have to reschedule something that bring the execs team back as well as the department heads to answer any finer detail that's not in that report.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not every line has a transaction, so there may be questions.
Yeah. And then if there are large variances, I'm happy to bring department heads back to, if there needs to be a longer discussion around it, if you guys want that, then I'll make sure that we make the stash available as well.
Thank you.
All right. Can
motion
I get
to adjourn.
Second. I'll second.
Okay. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thanks,
Dan. Tracy,
tomorrow?
Mark.
Tomorrow at
11. Is that when you have time?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to get
I'm going to be here at 11.